tell you that I've noticed something very, very strange about your country. I've noticed that in your country, clothing shrink very quickly. I think it has to do with the good food you have here. I'd like to share some good food from God's word. It won't be a big meal, it'll be just a snack. But if you want to pray with me, that God will make it a blessing to all of us. I'd like to, if you'd like to open with me in Isaiah chapter 48, Isaiah chapter 48, verses 17 and 18. But before we read, what prompted me to think about this Bible verses is some time ago, just a few months after the war in Ukraine started, I was driving from the Republic of Moldova to Romania, to the airport, to take someone to the airport. And on the way back, as I was driving, I noticed on a school that on the windows of the school, every single window had a letter. And along the school was written a sentence and was written, "We want peace on earth." And that really made me think. I was by myself driving back and I started thinking about this sentence, "We want peace on earth." And I got home and it still stayed with me. And I thought it would be good to open the word and just search the word peace in God's word. And I started going through the Bible verses that speak about peace. And I picked a few verses that were a really challenge and encouragement for me. And I'd like to share them with you. First one is in, as I said, in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17 and 18. "Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Oh, that you have heeded my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river." The first thing I want to mention and the first thing I've noticed in this verse is that peace has a way. Peace has a way. And the way to peace is obedience. It says here, "Oh, that you have heeded my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river." And also, while I was reading through these verses, I've noticed that they sort of divide in two categories: peace with God and peace of God. And as I was looking at this verse, it speaks about obeying and receiving peace. And I think it's the same for those who haven't trusted the Lord yet, and also for those who have trusted the Lord. And for those who haven't trusted the Lord, if it's anyone here who does not know the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior, the only way to have peace with God is by obeying His commandment. And if you haven't found this peace, go to Him today and ask Him to give you this peace. But for all of us who are His children, He wants to offer His peace to us. And we receive it the same way. There's a way to receive peace. And this is through obedience. Obedience to His word, obedience to His commandments. So first, peace has a way. And the way to peace is obedience. And the second thing in Isaiah as well, chapter 53, very well-known chapter, Isaiah 53, verse 5. "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." And I'd like to read one more verse in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 20. And says this: "And by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." So first thing, peace has a way, and the way to peace is obedience. Second thing is peace has a price. And the price for peace is blood. the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to open with me in next passage is Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 14, and it says this, "For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation." For he himself is our peace. Peace is a person. Is our most precious Lord Jesus. He's the Prince of Peace. And I'm just thinking about these times we live in at the moment. We hear of problems in Ukraine. We hear of problems in Israel. We hear of problems everywhere. And it seems like the evil one wants to rob us of peace. We read the news and peace seems to go. We think of what's happening in other places and we wonder what might happen where we are. And it seems like peace disappears. But we have the Prince of Peace. He is our Lord. And he wants us to enjoy peace to the full. And we can have this peace by obeying him. We have this peace through his blood. And we have this peace by having him. Such a wonderful thing that we can be sitting here this morning and can enjoy peace in our hearts. And we can think about future and not worry, but have peace in our hearts. And all this just because he is our Lord and Savior. And because he himself is our peace. May his name be glorified, lifted up. And as we go from here, may we never forget that we don't need to worry. We don't need to fear. We have all the reasons to enjoy and rejoice because we have peace in himself. Thank you.